Welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today we're talking about something every developer deals with, but nobody loves: code review. Specifically, how AI is transforming the code review process from a bottleneck into a superpower. Let's be honest, code review has always been one of those necessary friction points in software development. You open a pull request, you wait for a teammate to find time, they leave some comments, you go back and forth, and maybe 2 days later, it gets merged. It works, but it's slow, and reviewer fatigue is real. Now, in 2026, AI-powered code review tools have matured to the point where they're genuinely useful. Not just catching lint errors or style issues, but finding real bugs, security vulnerabilities, performance problems, and even suggesting architectural improvements. Let's break down what's actually working and how to set it up. The big players right now are GitHub Copilot Code Review, which is built directly into the pull request workflow, CodeRabbit, which does deep contextual analysis of your diffs, and Amazon CodeGuru, which focuses on performance and security. There are also newer entrants like Ellipsis and Codium PR Agent that are gaining traction. What makes these tools different from a linter? Context. A linter checks syntax and style rules file by file. An AI code reviewer understands the full diff, the surrounding code base, the intent of the change, and can reason about whether the logic is correct. It can say things like, this function now handles null inputs, but the caller on line 47 of the other file still assumes non-null returns. That kind of cross-file reasoning is where AI review really shines. Here's where it gets interesting for teams using API gateways. You don't have to use a pre-built code review product. You can build your own review pipeline by sending diffs to any LLM through a unified API. Take your Git diff, add a system prompt that says, review this code for bugs, security issues, and performance problems, and send it to Claude or GPT-5 or Gemini through CrazyRouter. You get back structured feedback that you can post as PR comments automatically. The advantage of the DIY approach is customization. You can tune the review prompt for your team's specific patterns. You can route different types of changes to different models. Maybe security-sensitive code goes to a model that's been fine-tuned on vulnerability detection, while routine refactors go to a cheaper, faster model. This is exactly the kind of intelligent routing that CrazyRouter was built for. Let's talk about what's actually working in practice. Teams report that AI code review catches about 30 to 40% of the issues that human reviewers would catch. That's not a replacement for human review, but it's a massive time saver. The AI handles the mechanical stuff, unused variables, missing error handling, obvious logic errors, so human reviewers can focus on architecture, design decisions, and business logic correctness. The best workflow we're seeing is a two-pass approach. First, the AI reviews the PR automatically when it's opened. It leaves comments on specific lines, flags potential issues, and even suggests fixes. Then the human reviewer comes in with the AI's feedback already addressed, and they can focus on the higher-level concerns. Teams using this pattern report cutting review cycle time by 50 to 60%. There are some gotchas to watch out for. AI reviewers can be noisy. If you don't tune the prompts well, you'll get a flood of nitpicky comments that developers start ignoring. The fix is to set a severity threshold and only surface medium and high severity findings automatically. Low severity stuff can go into a separate summary. Another gotcha is context window limits. For large PRs with hundreds of changed lines across many files, you need to chunk the diff intelligently. Send related files together, not random chunks, and always include the surrounding context, not just the changed lines. Most API gateways, including CrazyRouter, support models with 128K or even 200K context windows now, so this is less of an issue than it was a year ago. Privacy is also a consideration. If you're sending code diffs to cloud APIs, make sure your security team is okay with that. This is another area where the hybrid approach from our last episode applies. You can run a local model for initial screening and only escalate to cloud models for complex reviews that need more reasoning power. The cost math works out well too. A typical PR review with a frontier model costs about 2 to 5 cents through an API gateway. Compare that to 30 minutes of a senior developer's time. Even if you're reviewing hundreds of PRs a day, the API costs are negligible compared to the engineering time saved. Looking ahead, the next frontier is AI reviewers that learn your team's patterns over time. They'll know that your team prefers composition over inheritance, that you always want error boundaries around async operations, and that your naming conventions follow a specific pattern. We're starting to see this with tools that index your code base and use retrieval augmented generation to ground their reviews in your actual code patterns. To get started, the simplest path is to enable GitHub Copilot code review if you're already on GitHub. If you want more control, set up a webhook that triggers on PR creation, extracts the diff, sends it through Crazy Router to your model of choice, and posts the results back as review comments. There are open source templates for this on GitHub that you can deploy in an afternoon. That's your breakdown on AI-powered code review in 2026. The tools are mature, the costs are low, and the time savings are real. Set it up once, and every PR gets a first pass from an AI reviewer before a human ever looks at it. Thanks for listening. If you're building with AI APIs, check out crazyrouter.com. One API key, 627 plus models, and the routing intelligence to send each request to the right model. See you next episode.